Totalitarian but means no alternative to it. A single pattern of thought, hierarchy, impressed across all social institutions, which power disguises, per Bentham's advice, and Plato before him, disguises in our seeming assent, because we're never allowed to think about any alternative to it. It's presented to us as the background, as the air we breathe. It's presented as something that's just somehow inherent in us as human beings. We're not allowed to consider any alternative to it. This mindset of abandonment is a totalitarian whole. Whatever it targets to fill its abyss, whatever the currency it uses as measurement, there is a single abyss of soullessness. And they've created a world in their own image. A world of rigid hierarchical control, of mutual mistrust, of forced extraction. Everything we see is the opposite of freedom, which depends on mutual trust between us. So when they destroy that, they destroy freedom. I recently read about two separate instances here in the U.S. of attempts to militarize the citizens, which is essentially what we see in Israel, right? But this was here in the U.S. Roping, we'll talk about it in future shows. What Kropotkin said, and citing it, by the way, as a known adage, tell me we haven't been dumbed down, de-skilled, that freedom is still the best answer to the problems of freedom. What did he mean by that? I think discussing this is a useful inroad to our conversation about class and breaking that nut of its so-called equivalence with civilization or progress. When I was hawking books, a woman said to me in a manner that suggested she'd given it due consideration and had come to some certainty about it, in response to my saying that the problem we face is class, is power, is rank. She said, well, it does organize things. And many of us think the same. We may not state it so bluntly, or may use slightly different language. Like, well, the alternative might be worse. Heard that from a progressive woman. Worse for who? As always, there's that intermediary rank that is intentionally privileged so that they will unconsciously support what otherwise they could not but see is a disaster for everybody. Many of us cannot think as Kropotkin can't imagine how anything happens without class, without rank, without bullies and bullied, masters and slaves. Moreover, as we said last week, are being forced to a narrow function the structure itself ordains. That understandably makes us fear that the trap has no escape. But even as the noise of drones is all that fills our ears, recall, the thunder is the thunder of the flows, the upstart spring is here. And what seems to be, when viewed narrowly, disappears into a vast and pregnant sea of hope. When viewed with global scope, the structure is breaking down. They plant their steels to intercept the many of us who can't be given narrow instructions.